This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Catholic bishops consider banning pro-abortion President Biden from the Holy Sacrament of Communion. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
In June, U.S. Catholic bishops will host their annual national meeting, and they have a difficult decision to make that will send a tough message to President Joe Biden and other Catholic politicians. You won't receive communion if you advocate for abortion rights. A resolution document prepared by the Committee on Doctrine of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops clarifies the Church's stance on the issue of abortion. A resolution document prepared by the Committee on Doctrine of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops clarifies the Church's stance on the issue of abortion, which has taken on more importance due to President Biden's outspoken pro-abortion support, which goes directly against the Catholic Church's pro-life stance. According to Archbishop Jeffrey Naumann of Kansas City and Chair of the Board of Bishops, Pro-Life Advocates, it is a grave moral issue, and he believes that it is necessary to publicly rebuke Biden for his pro-abortion support. Bishop Naumann goes on to say that, because President Biden is Catholic, it presents a unique problem for us. It can create confusion. How can he say that he's a devout Catholic, and he's doing these things that are contrary to the Church's teaching? The resolution, if approved, would no longer allow President Biden and other Catholic public figures aligning themselves against the Catholic Church's pro-life stance to present themselves for the Holy Sacrament of Communion. The committee has yet to publicly release the details of their resolution, and it will need a two-thirds majority approval vote to proceed, which Bishop Naumann believes strongly that it will be overwhelmingly approved. Even though not all bishops are in agreement, they want to send a hard message to President Biden. San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Cordeleon said that, "There's a growing sense of urgency. Abortion is not just one among many important issues. It's a direct attack on human life." He went on to say that they, President Biden and other Catholic politicians, need to understand the scandal that is caused when they say they are faithfully Catholic and yet oppose the Church on such a basic concept. In Psalm 139, verse 13, the psalmist writes, "For you have formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb." All life is precious, created by God, and if you call yourself a Christian, should be protected. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast. For more on this story and others, go to charismanews.com, subscribe to this podcast, and download the Charisma Plus app. This is John. God bless you.